BFBS. Your stories. Mount Pleasant, the Falklands.
This month, health awareness is all about hypothermia, and quite timely as well. Glenys Watling's with me, and she's the practice nurse at the medical centre here at MPC. I understand there have been a few cases of people getting caught out by the weather.
We have actually had a few people going out on patrol particularly, and coming back very, very cold, just bordering on hypothermia. And certainly, had they been out a few more hours or had been injured and out in the field, there could have been serious consequences.
What is the immediate rescue plan when you find someone in that situation?
Well, certainly it's getting the patient as warm as quickly as possible, getting them out of the wind, removing any wet clothing and putting them into dry clothing if you can. If they're conscious, give them a warm drink. Don't give them alcohol at all, and certainly evacuate to medical aid as soon as you possibly can.
I suppose if people are out on the range or just a weekend out on a little jaunt, a little walk or whatever, a bit of off-roading, what advice would you give to people?
Well, the weather's very changeable in the Falklands, as you're aware, and you might go out and it's quite mild and sunny, and by the time you come back, the weather's turned for the worse. So be prepared. So make sure you take clothing with you and food and drink, and prepared for long hours out. If something happens, for example, you're actually bogged down in your vehicle and you're away from anybody that can help for a long time. And certainly keep everything with you. You may not need it, but if it's there, you've no problems.
So you've got to prepare for everything. Other than that, what do you like to do outdoors then?
Plenty of hill walking, sightseeing and wildlife watching.
Excellent. Okay, this slurring of speech I'm a bit concerned about, because that happens to me normally.
It's only if you've had a few drinks.
Your stories. BFBS.